This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Whatever fruit those U.S.-China trade talks do bear, one area that's not likely to produce any compromise is the security of American telecommunications networks. U.S. intelligence agencies have suspected the Chinese of hacking and economic espionage for years now. So now the Federal Communications Commission shut down, by the way, over the wall. Anyway, the FCC is considering a ban on telecommunications equipment made by Chinese companies, including the ones you've heard of, ZTE and Huawei by name. But as Marketplace's Scott Tong reports, outside of Washington, D.C., in small markets in rural America, well, that whole story is a whole nother issue.
Just off County Road 32 in Arlington, Alabama, population 456, lives John Nettles. He's a telecom exec, right now trekking through the woods on his family property.
What we call a wait-a-minute vine.
Nettles runs Pine Belt Communications, a tiny phone company his dad built in 1948. The company brought the first cell signals to these parts, a service that saved his friend's life.
This individual was turkey hunting. He got bit by a rattlesnake. He had his phone, and he was able to get help to get to the hospital to save his life.
4 years ago, Pine Belt upgraded to what's called fourth-generation wireless. 4G is what most of the country has. It's mobile broadband. It lets hunters and others watch YouTube and college football, as this is Alabama. Nettles bought 4G servers and hardware from the Chinese company ZTE. It outbid the competition by 45%.
I guess you could say they bought their way into the market.
ZTE machines beam signals from more than 60 cell towers across five counties, all the way back to here, the network nerve center with loads more ZTE machines. He says the Chinese gear has worked pretty well.
Every now and then we run into some language barriers. I don't speak Chinese. They don't speak South Alabama that well. But by and large, it's been a good relationship.
Washington may end it, though. Federal regulators are mulling a ban on telecom gear deemed risky to national security, which to the industry means equipment from Chinese brands ZTE and Huawei. Now, Huawei claims that Washington has never proven Chinese cyber shenanigans. But to many intelligence pros, you don't need a smoking gun. They say Chinese telecom firms are beholden to their government, and they know how to disrupt. Virginia Tech engineering professor Charles Clancy once worked at the National Security Agency.
Huawei, ZTE, or other Chinese companies, they could introduce a software update that would add malicious functionality to the device.
Clancy says the threat isn't to just people's data, like credit card numbers. It also exposes to hackers machines that will talk to one another in a future fifth-generation or 5G world. Think robots in a factory or driverless vehicles with sensitive payloads.
One of the major applications of autonomous vehicles is long-haul trucking. So if you have the ability to track that, there's intelligence value that could be had there.
It's not just Washington that's nervous about hacking and tracking. Bans on Chinese telecom equipment are also taking shape in parts of Asia and Europe. But networks without ZTE and Huawei might not perform as well, says China cyber scholar James Mulvenin at the national security contractor SOS International.
Huawei is currently the only global company that makes the entire end-to-end supply chain of 5G equipment. So one of the technology trade-offs is you're not getting access to some of the most advanced 5G equipment in the world.
And back in Alabama, a ban would take away the most affordable infrastructure. Telecom boss John Nettles says if he's forced to replace his Chinese equipment, it would cost millions, and it would delay any upgrades.
So it kind of puts you behind. You know, it's like getting penalized on the kickoff.
And if he doesn't build 5G here, he says the national carriers won't come to this little place. And here, being low-tech drives away the best homegrown talent for the big cities. Jackie Smith owns a coffee shop in nearby Selma.
Getting these younger generations back to Selma. That's going to be our saving grace. But, you know, without technology, they're not coming. They're not coming.
She jokes the only things to spy on here are cows and maybe cotton fields. If Chinese technology can help build a 5G wireless future here, that's a risk she's willing to take. In southern Alabama, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.